The African Union has suspended Sudan after security forces stormed a protest camp in the capital on Monday, killing dozens of people. International pressure on the Sudanese regime is intensifying both within Africa and further afield. The latest bloodshed is the worst in Sudan since former President Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power 2 months ago. David Sparks reports.
The African Union says the decision to suspend Sudan will remain in place until the country takes clear steps towards establishing civilian rule. Standing alongside other AU members, South Africa's Jerry Matjila said the loss of life on Monday marks a tipping point.
We strongly condemn and lament the tragic and unjustified loss of life. We insist on the need for an investigation that will clarify the events that took place on the 3rd of June with a view of bringing those responsible for the killings of innocent Sudanese people to justice.
Sudan has been led by a transitional military council since al-Bashir was overthrown earlier this year. It's been negotiating with an opposition alliance called the Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces, which is demanding a move to civilian rule. The opposition says 108 people have died in the violence since Monday when the security forces moved on a sit-in protest camp. The military council rejects that figure and says the death toll is 61. One anonymous witness hiding in a house in Khartoum has told the BBC an atmosphere of fear and intimidation remains.
They stop people in the street, they ask them to leave their cars, they beat them, they pee on them, they humiliate them.
The opposition is demanding the dissolution of the feared paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, which witnesses claim led Monday's crackdown. That group, which operates outside the army, was one of the militias accused of atrocities in Darfur in South Sudan. It's led by the Transitional Military Council's deputy leader, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, and its operations underline a division building within the council. Cameron Hudson is a senior fellow with the Atlantic Council's Africa Centre.
The Transitional Military Council was relatively unified in the face of a democratic opposition. But when they moved to break up that opposition and there was no sort of counterpart in the negotiating process, the tensions within the TMC began to rise. And again, the tensions between the sort of the formal and the informal, those professional military officers who see themselves as defenders of the state, who are squared off now against a very large and well-armed, essentially militia, who are doing the bidding of foreign powers.
Mr. Hudson says those foreign powers pulling the strings of the Rapid Support Forces are primarily Saudi Arabia, while Sudan's other military leaders are more closely aligned with Ethiopia.
David Sparks reporting.